Well, good morning, everyone. The International Monetary Fund says the global economy has weakened further and warned it was highly vulnerable to adverse shocks. It said the weakening growth had come amid increasing financial turbulence and falling asset prices. The IMF's report comes ahead of the meeting of G20 finance ministers and central bank governors in Shanghai later this week. The IMF also said China's slowdown was adding to global economic growth concerns. And speaking of China, now its main share market, the Shanghai Composite Index, dropped more than 6% yesterday, which was its biggest fall in a month. Now the index fell as concerns persist about the country's slowing economy. The value of shares in China have already halved since June last year, but in recent weeks they have enjoyed a modest rally. Analysts say the sharp fall was due to investors taking profits and being cautious ahead of that G20 meeting in Shanghai. With that, let's check global markets. Now, stocks on Wall Street have opened higher because they've been lifted by better-than-expected manufacturing data. A couple of hours before the close, the Dow is up 0.8%. The Nasdaq is a third of a percent higher, while the S&P 500 is 0.6% higher. In London, the FTSE gained 2.5% overnight. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $31 a barrel. Tapas crude is at $35 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,235 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 72 US cents, 65 euro cents and 52 pence sterling.